Regular drunkards.
You ever see anything like that in Mobile?
Oh, I might see a man going down the street, going from side to side, and maybe talking.
Yes,
and maybe he'd say to me passing by, "Hi, sister, ain't you pretty?" or something like that, anything to attract attention, you
yes,
know.
Ma'am.
But you would not see them on the streets very much where people passed, you know, wherever there was a large traffic. They wouldn't be there.
I see.
Because the saloons were not on Main Street. In fact, I don't think there was many saloons in town. And most of the men would get drunk going home at night.
I see. Well, what about men who aren't necessarily drunkards, but somebody who never works, just hangs around?
Bums? Yeah. Hangs around the railroad stations and places like that.
Would you say a bum is somebody who is like that and travels around a lot from city?
I'd call that a hobo.
Hobo. I see. And do you know of any cheap hotels in town to cater to people like that? People?
Not now. They have been several here, but they're all closed. In fact, I don't even know a cheap hotel where you could, say, get a dollar room. Now, if you would want to go to someplace, we have, besides the Salvation Army, we have a house here called, I tried to think of the name yesterday. I believe it's a Haven, and it's managed by just men, and I mean it's owned and financed by men, and they depend on donations from anybody who gives it to them. But they will rent a room maybe for 50 cents for a night, but you can't stay there maybe for two nights. And if you need clothing, they'll give you clothing. And they'll give you meals and try to help you get on your feet. But I think that's, and they have services there, prayer meetings and things like that. Of course, now the Salvation Army, you can get free lodging. Or if you pay them, maybe 50 cents a night. Now, we have a Catholic Maritime Club for the boys on the ships when they had leave or shore leave. And they go up there and they have nothing but dormitory beds. But they paid 50 cents a night. And downstairs they had a snack bar that they could get their breakfast in the morning. They could get a bath and feel fresh to go out in the city and sightsee or visit. But they were nice boys now. They were just had shore leave. But they torn down the Maritime Club. And they're going to make a park there. It's right at the cathedral, and they're going to make a park for bums, I think, to stay in. Most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Did you ever hear any general name for a cheap hotel like that that catered to bums?
No, I didn't.
What about Flophouse?
Well, we don't have any Mobile. I know where the Flophouse is. Now, my uncle was a hotel clerk, and he was at the Battle House for years and years and years. And he was on the day shift and on the night shift, and but his health failed him. He had asthma, and so he had to stop work. So he didn't work for 5 years before he died.
I see.